96.1 KZL. And good morning. It's 9:15. Mark and John here, and our special guest, Brendan with the Floydian Slips, is in the house. We'll talk more, as I promised, coming up on the Rock Report, but he is here, and we didn't want to waste time not talking to him.
So yeah, I mean,
exactly.
The man's sitting here. Let's get on the air, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're going to talk about the Floydian Slips and their shows coming up this weekend, and A Pair a Day in the Month of May continues. We've got a pair of tickets. And you brought in, we'll start with this, and then we've got a lot to cover. But
this is cool.
We will include one of these commemorative posters. Tell us about these. And good morning, by the way.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, good morning. Yeah. Good morning. Yeah. Right. It started this hour. The poster... This isn't the one that you see out on the streets. This is a sort of a commemorative one to mark our 20 years. Our first show was May 31st, 1997 at the Old Wild Duck Music Hall. Mm-hmm. And in that time, we haven't been what you would call a traditional band in the sense that we play all the time, because we don't. We play about once or twice a year, maybe. And so this poster has every show we've ever played on it, which will... These three shows coming up will be numbers 38, 39, and 40.
Wow.
So an average of two shows a year. Sometimes we would do three, sometimes none. We actually have taken the last 2.5 years off for no good reason, just that we just hadn't gotten together to do it. And the 20th anniversary sounded like a fun theme.
Totally.
Very cool poster, the Flying Pig, and kind of an industrial cool colors. And as you said... were you out there? You've got all the shows you've ever done with a checkbox, which is a really cool idea. People can check the ones they were at.
Yeah.
Very hip poster, 20th anniversary, and congratulations on the band in 20 years, man.
Right.
Well, thanks. Cool. Yeah, it's still sort of a mind scramble, you know?
Yeah.
20 years doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, tell us, at the beginning... Eugene Guy and the musicians, and how'd this all come about? It came out of your head, right?
Yeah, well, Paul Lozinski, who's my best friend, and we were business partners back in that time here in Eugene, and we were actually listening to Sid in the afternoon, and he played Brain Damage and Eclipse off of Dark Side, and we just were, just kicking around. We had the guitars in the office, and like we always did, and we just like, let's get some people together and play this. I was booking the Wild Duck at the time. And so we got Al Tribio and Skip Jones and Shelly James and Bonnie Mann and Rich Sellers. And we spent a month, we learned it. And then we put a show on at the Wild Duck, charged $5, and it sold out. And we weren't prepared for that. And of course we started at 9 o'clock and not really thinking it through. Dark Side is only a 45 minute long album. So we're looking at the clock. It's 9:45.
Right, yeah.
And we're like, we don't have any more material. But we'll be right back. So we went up to the green room and wrote out a set of stuff like Aerosmith and Spinal Tap and Black Sabbath whatever.
How have we not hung out yet? Oh, my gosh.
Came back down, ripped off this other set, and it was just a big party, and it was fun. And we always said, we're just going to do this once. Maybe we'll do another album down the road or something like that. But then we started getting some phone calls from some interested parties. And one thing turned into another, and so then all of a sudden it's been 20 years. We've done some pretty fun shows over the years, like with the Eugene Ballet at the Holt Center with Dark Side of the Moon. And, some of these things, we get some good opportunities, Country Fair, things like that. We don't actively look to play all the time, so something has to be pretty special for us to actually come together and do it, because we are spread out kind of everywhere. It takes a while for us to get together.
You guys are legends for sure.
Totally.
How'd you come up with the name? I love the name.
Al.
Floyd
Al just woke up one morning and had it. We didn't have a name for the first 7 years.
Really?
Yeah.
The attitude of the band.
Right.
We didn't have a name. So from 97 to 2004, we were just known as the guys that play Floyd. On the poster, it just said The Wall, performed by area musicians.
Okay.
And then Al's like, we might sell some more tickets if we had a name.
Right.
And so he came up with the name, and that's when we shut down the streets downtown and did that show that you guys that you guys helped us out on at the Kesey Square there. So that was the first show that we had actually had a name.
That was so cool, just going downtown and streets were all blocked off, Eugene Celebration. And there they were. I remember seeing you up on stage. It's like, oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
And a woman who won some tickets earlier this week, last week or whatever, said the same thing. Oh, first time I saw there downtown Eugene.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Just rattling off the walls of the building.
Yeah, we made a lot of friends down there that night.
That was cool.
People weren't quite expecting the noise.
Yeah. Well, and check it out. So now you're playing this weekend, two nights at the Cuthbert, which is my favorite place in town to catch live music.
It's awesome.
It's so incredible at the Cuthbert.
Yeah, I love that place. It's just so gorgeous. You walk in, you see the grass, and it's the wind's blowing. It's going to be a cloudless sky, and you know, we'll have a good light show, and it's just fun. You know, it's just a lot of fun.
We are blessed to have that facility.
It really is nice out there.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Brendan Relaford, who is with the Floydian Slips. BR, we've just known him forever, and the Slips are terrific. And, you know, your main job is you and the whole Keezy crew and all of that, running the Cuthbert, promoting shows. You got something going on tonight over at the Cuthbert.
Yeah, the Cuthbert. There's Modest Mouse is tonight, and that's going to be a good one. They haven't played in Eugene very often. And so having them here is great. It's, you know, it'll be the full house, and a lot of folks are pretty excited about that one.
What the chances of getting tickets? Can you walk up and get them tonight?
Yeah, we can. For sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, good deal. Yeah. All right. Anyway, we're going to continue to chat about this weekend's shows. They'll start in Portland on Friday night, and then be here Saturday and Sunday night at the Cuthbert Amphitheater. Two distinctly different shows, Floydian Slips, Pair a Day in the month of May coming up. Listen to win tickets in one of these cool posters. And for Sid Barrett, Shine On You Crazy Diamond. Cool song, huh?
Definitely.
One
of my favorites to play.
Tidbit about it. Okay. Easy to play, fun, cool. How do you?
It's an anthem.
Yeah, right.
It's long. Yeah. You know, it really is good because it just highlights everybody's talents in the band, the singing, the guitar playing, the keys, all of it.
Here it is. Keep listening to win a pair of tickets for Sunday's show coming up. Floydian Slips, KZL 2017 Concert Scene.